you know, when you look at photographs, old photographs of how the mill looked and the collection of old buildings and and then it had this towering chimney.
Yeah, they took 20 feet off that or something.
Yeah.
About 20 years before it closed down. They took 20 feet off the top of it.
Okay, it was higher again.
It was much higher. 20 feet or something they took off.
Do you recall, do you remember when they were knocking that down? Or do you remember?
They didn't knock it down. I missed it.
Yeah.
I believe, I thought they would have blown it up. They didn't. They lit this huge fire inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
A tremendous fire, which gave off, I don't know what fuel they used, or sticks or whatever the hell they used, gave off tremendous heat. Now, you could walk up the outside of this chimney. I never heard of anyone walking up the inside of it. But this tremendous heat blew out the bottom. They didn't blow it up. It just blew it out. And it went that way, one part, the other way, and then the top come down vertical.
My goodness, yeah.
Imagine. But that picture of it blown up is on that mill centre, on the toilets up to the gents' toilets in the mill centre.
Is it really?
This wonderful picture by a fella called Joe Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And yes, but the whole, I suppose all that people have now are memories of
what. And most of the old crowd are dead. Yeah. It's only the younger people in the machine room that would be alive and remember it.
Yeah.
And you see, the tragedy of it was, it wasn't something you went to a technical school to learn about papermaking. You went in when you were in 17, and that's how you learned your trade as a papermaker.
An apprentice.
Papermaker.
And then you worked your way up. But your work was different now, because you were qualified, really, before you got there at all.
Yeah, I didn't have to. Yeah.
But your mechanical skills that you learned over the years.
Yeah.
You said you got that in different places you
worked. In different places and more, in contract shops.
Can you recall the names of any of those contract shops?
Oh, there was Cox's Engineering, there was Faulkner's, and there was one on the quays there at Bridgeford Street. I just don't remember the name, you know. Howard McGarvey's.
Hmm?
Howard McGarvey's was one shop I worked in.
I see.
They were a contract shop.
Did you want to do anything else afterwards?
When the mill closed?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I kept working away in other shops.
Where did you work afterwards?
I worked with Alton Engineering.
Hmm.
And then I went from then down to Noel Conan. He worked in the mill and he went out on his own then.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell was the name? Can't think of the bloody name, you know.
But you continued on.
I continued on, yeah.
And were you, was it a big disappointment to you to see it close down?
It was a shock to the system, yeah. It was a shock to everybody's system. Now it did open up twice after it closed down. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It opened up by some Scotch, a Canadian company, and then it closed down, and then it opened up by some other company opened it down. But I never went back to it. I never went back.
Did you get a redundancy when you left?
Don't mention redundancy.
Why?
Jeez, it was a laugh, a joke.
Yeah.
You see, there was a crowd set up in the mill when it started, when it closed down the first time, an action committee to try and get it going again. Now, the people that closed this mill down, they looked into the future and they looked around and they knew that there was no future in the mill. There was too many little... The unions had the mill. There was too many rules and regulations, you know what I mean? So they took a long-term view into this thing. They said, we'll close it down. And this action committee was sent up then to try and get it open again. Now, instead of concentrating on redundancy, which they should have been doing, and getting proper redundancy, they tried to get it open again. Now, there was five weeks worked there for every year redundancy, which would have been great money. Mm-hmm. But they didn't concentrate on that. Now, we know for a fact afterwards that there was £5 million notes owed to the mill from customers, which they all got back.
I see.
They got it all back. Now, if the action committee had to went after some of that money, we'd have got 5,000, 5 weeks' work for every year's service.
Mm-hmm.
The money I got, what was I got? I got 2,000 for 21 years' service. It was a joke.
Yes, but I suppose the people who tried to keep it open, tried to get it going, and tried to get it get work back in there. So were you approached and asked to go back in?
I could have went back.
And why didn't you do that
the first time?
Yeah,
I had a job and I was happy enough in it.
Was it more secure? You felt that?
Well, there was no weekend work in this job I had, and I done a lot of weekend work in the mill, Saturday work and Sunday work and everything. You know.
I see. Yes.
So this was a new life to me to have Saturday and Sunday off.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
But I think the kind of work you were doing as an engineer, mechanical engineer there, was a skill that's very hard to find that skill today. I mean, it was a special skill.
It was a skill, yeah. But the skill today now is all done by it's all changed now. If I was starting off again as a turner, I'd have to go and do a course in a technical school to learn a computerised work on a lathe.
Yeah.
Whereas you just get a drawing, you'd look at the drawing, you'd press your buttons on your computer and start the machine up, and away she went.
Yeah, but that's what I'm suggesting, that you were from an age when things were done with your eye.
With your eyes and the skill of a micrometer. Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Do you ever, did you keep any of your tools, the stuff you worked with?
I did, yeah.
The micrometer that you speak about, have you got that?
Ah, no, I didn't bring them with me, There was no place to keep them or not. No.
Yeah. But you do have bits and pieces.
Bits and little pieces, yeah.
And do you miss it? I mean, would you go back to it again if you could?
You see, there was a great atmosphere in the mill. Everybody worked as a team. And it was kind of carefree, Once the work was going out and everything was right, everybody was happy. No breakdowns or nothing, everybody was happy. Breakdown was the dirty word. A breakdown, that's what they used to call a breaking machine, a breakdown.
Imagine, yes.
I'd have loved to see, for you to see these machines. There was a felt went over number two machine. There were so many different things on these machines. A wire from there to a wire used to take the pulp and spread it across and oscillate.
Yeah.
The wire was going back and forward, shaking, all the water coming over.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you could build up a picture all right of what it was like. Noel Hoare, listen, thank you for... It's been, it's a learning experience for me to come in and talk to somebody like you.
It's a pity. I've often thought afterwards that a film crew didn't come in. and film this paper making, how it was made. It's a terrible pity a film crew didn't come in and do all this filming.
But talking to somebody like you, I've learned a fair bit indeed. So listen, thank you very much indeed, Noel. Yeah.